He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the December 11th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, just forget about the big drop in the market yesterday, because it is all being made back here today. Well, we've got a long ways to go before that final bell sounds. But as we jump out of the gate here this morning, the Dow is up 172 points. Of course, we were down, 240 or 250 yesterday, so we're getting most of it back. We're up 1% on the Dow this morning. The Dow is at 17,706. The S&P 500, which gave up almost 30 points, I think, yesterday, is up 20, getting most of it back today. It's also up 1%. The S&P is at 2,046, and let's not forget, back in March of 2009, it was at 660, and now it's at 2,046. And the NASDAQ is up 1.1% today. The NASDAQ right now is up 53 points. The NASDAQ is at 4,736 after taking it on the chin on Wednesday. We have crude oil. Can you believe this? $60.65. Is it going to hold 60? Down 0.5%, crude oil, $60.65. One of the big stories of 2014, dropping oil prices. Gold, not doing too good either. Today down 0.5%, 0.8%. Gold is at 1,219. No love for gold in 2014. What will 2015 bring? And the 10-year yield clear down to 2.19% once again. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've had some extra volatility in the market here. Will the Santa Claus rally come to Wall Street this year? So far, it's kind of been like a bah humbug type of atmosphere back in Manhattan. We've had some triple digit down days, and of course we've gotten pretty spoiled here after we've had 70 months of bull market, and not a lot of consecutive down days, though we've had several threats to the bull market along the way. And each time a threat came along, you had to stand back and analyze it, take a look the economic numbers, take a look at the leading indexes, take a look at the leading asset classes, and determine whether or not the threat to the bull was going to take it down, or whether the bull would just crush its head and keep charging forward. And so far, that's been the case. Every threat that's come along to the bull market over the last 5.5 years has been met by the bull, crushed by the bull, and the bull marches on. From 660 now to 2,046. And every week in my newsletter, I have to go through that same exercise. If we've had a threat to the market, I have to go through the facts. You know, I try to stay away from the opinions. I try to stay away from the what I think the market should be doing that gets you into trouble. Instead, you have to look at the facts that are before you, the evidence that is before you. Was it Dragnet, Joe Friday? Just the facts, ma'am. Please, just the facts. And that's what you have to stick to in the market. And it is what it is, or it isn't what it isn't. And for the last 5.5 years, I've been telling you that the bull market is still intact. And once again this weekend, I'll be sending out my newsletter, and we'll weigh all of the evidence once again. We'll look at some of the darts that have been thrown at the market this past week. We'll look at some of the soft spots in the world. Will Russia bring down the market? Will oil prices bring down the market? Will Europe bring down the market? Will it put a knife into the heart of the bull? Well, I approach every weekend's newsletter with an open mind, but in the end, I weigh the facts and I tell you exactly where I stand on bonds. I tell you exactly where I stand on commodities like gold. I tell you exactly where I stand on the emerging markets, and I tell you exactly where I stand on U.S. stocks. Why not make a New Year's resolution? Make it a couple weeks early here. I know the gym is going to be crowded the first week of January, and we'll get a lot of newsletter requests the first week. But start getting positioned now for a successful 2015 in the market, whatever it may bring. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com and sign up for the weekly newsletter. And at least be vigilant this year with your 401k or your IRA or your Roth or your trust account or whatever it is. Well, retail sales better than expected, and that comes as no surprise. I've been telling you for the last several months that ever since oil prices has been going down, that the big beneficiary is the consumer. Not the poor worker on the rigs in Fargo, North Dakota, or not the guy who sunk a lot of money or borrowed a lot of money to drill in the Haynesville Shale. Those guys could be in a little bit of trouble right now. But on the winning side of this coin are the consumers, and that continues to show up in consumer sales, and that's one of the reasons why the market has a few down days and then it has a few up days, because the jobs picture remains good. Good enough to support the current bull, at least for now. And of course, we get those unemployment claims every week. We watch those come in. So far, there's no signs yet that the problems in Houston, the problems in Dallas are having any impact, the problems in the oil patch are having any impact on the jobs here in America. Now, that may be in those areas, but overall, when we look at the jobless claims and we look at the jobs numbers, it's not showing up yet. Crude oil now flirting with $60 a barrel. How much lower can it go? The last time it was in the 50s was in the midsummer of 2009. You remember that. We were just coming out of the biggest recession this country has ever seen, and we were just coming out of a 53% drop in the S&P 500. And then since then, oil has been as high as about 110, somewhere in there. And here we are clear back down to that $60 level. So oil is a big factor going forward. Oil is something that has to be watched in 2015. Because not only is there a good side to this oil, this drop in oil, but there is a dark side to it all. And we have to watch as to whether or not it starts showing up in the U.S. economy. Or will this boost that the consumer's getting offset the benefit that the fracking industry was getting and now has turned over to the consumer side of things? So something to watch going forward. Russia is in dire straits with this drop in oil. The Bank of Russia, what do you think there? Our interest rate is 0.25. That's right. Barely, you know, almost giving you money to borrow from the Fed. The Bank of Russia is at 10.5%. It now takes 55 rubles to make $1. Ouch. The ruble is worth less than 2 cents. I was just in Mexico not too long ago doing a little fishing. The peso is about 7 cents. So the ruble at 2 cents, less than 2 cents. They have got real problems, and they're running out of options there in Russia, an economy that's heavily dependent upon oil. I watched Canada. Now, there's where the real dark side is, these economies that are dependent upon oil more so than other things. Canada is starting to show up in their GDP and in their jobs numbers. Canada's starting to slip. Other oil-rich countries, Mexico, starting to have its problems. Price of oil, not as much money coming into the coffers right now. Meanwhile, China, which is not an economy that's dependent upon oil, is something that we should be looking at for 2015. China is telling its banks to issue more loans to lift the flagging economic growth. Flagging, it's still at 7.5%. We're at 3.7%, but China is telling the banks loan to continue to spur economic growth. So we'll be looking at China China also did a little bit of quantitative easing here recently, lowering their interest rate, and that may be one of the areas that could shine in 2015. I have my eyes on it. We're looking at individual stocks there every day. We're looking at ETFs there every day. As you know, I made a pretty big foray into India earlier this year after being 100% in U.S. stocks the year before, and that investment in India has paid off quite handsomely so far this year. And we may be looking to divest a little bit more in from the U.S. markets, which have been so good to us, and maybe China right now, looking a little bit interesting. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, just as the name implies, Best Stocks Now, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about a few or give you a few examples. These are in no way recommendations. These are not companies that I have any information that the general public doesn't have. I just use my own little proprietary ranking system that I invented. And that's how I manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management. And that proprietary ranking system is based on two major pillars. One is valuation, and two is performance, relative performance against the rest of the market. It tells me whether a stock is flourishing or just mediocre or languishing. And when I look at a three-year performance or a five-year or 10-year, tells me a lot about the management of the company. It really does. Do they care about the shareholders, or they just care about lining their own pockets? Have they been shareholder friendly? What have been the returns over the years of that company into the shareholders' pockets? Now, some stocks you can't do valuations on. They don't have a profit yet. They're still working on whatever it is, whether it's a technology company or whether it's a biotech in particular. Most of the biotechs I own do have profits, do have sales, do have products, and make a lot of money. But from time to time, in my aggressive growth account, which is my second most aggressive account, I have one above that, my speculative trading account. In the aggressive growth account, there's times when I own stocks that don't have earnings yet, but the potential is enormous. And one of my largest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management is one such stock. In fact, it's a San Diego company, my hometown here, where there's big news this week from the winter baseball meetings, which are being held in San Diego. We walked one last time last night through the hallways of the hotel where most of the people are staying. I can't say we saw any big wigs last night outside of the ordinary, but during the course of the winter baseball meetings, we saw all kinds of people. Tommy Lasorda, Steve Garvey, most of the managers, Ned Yost from Kansas City, who we saw a lot of in the World Series, of Bruce Bochy. We saw Duquette from Detroit. The list goes on and on and on. So it was pretty neat having that here in our hometown. And, of course, San Diego finally did pick up a big player in the end. We got Matt Kemp from the Dodgers. I'm always a little suspect when the Dodgers are willing to pawn off a guy on a big rival like the Padres. Is there something wrong with him? I don't know. It's like a claiming race at the horses. Is there something wrong with this horse? Why is he all of a sudden in a claiming race? But anyways, we're always happy to get another bat in our lineup because last year we didn't have any. Well, there's also a great company here in San Diego by the name of Isis Pharmaceuticals. Kramer has now discovered Isis. It's like his favorite stock. He doesn't know that I had Stanley Crook on, the CEO of Isis, almost 12 years ago on my show, at that time, which was called Positively Wall Street. That's where I get my website, which has stuck with me, PW Street. We used to play a Bob Dylan song going into the intro from Positively 4th Street. And my show back then was called Positively Wall Street. And I interviewed Stanley Crook. I happened to know the CFO at that time of Isis Pharmaceutical, which is headquartered in Carlsbad, California, not too far from Legoland. If you're coming out this way, stop by and see us. See if I can get you some discount tickets to Legoland or SeaWorld, or you can watch those meanies beat up on the whales, or to the San Diego Zoo, or some Padre tickets. Might even get you a little fishing trip out here in the local kelp beds or in the harbor. So let us know when you're coming. See what we can do. Stop by and visit us. Isis Pharmaceutical develops treatments for cardiovascular, metabolic, neurodegenerative diseases, and cancer using antisense technology. It's one of the antisense companies like Alnylam and a few others out there. Isis is now a $7.6 billion company, and it has a very impressive pipeline that has a lot of potential. And that's the word that I would emphasize here, potential. Isis still has no earnings whatsoever. They're expected to lose $1.11 in 2015, but they have enormous potential. Even without any earnings, over the last 10 years, even though it's been one heck of a wild ride, Isis has delivered 25% per year to investors. I think when I interviewed Crooks, it was about a $200 or $300 million company, and today it's a $7.6 billion company. And who knows, maybe someday it'll be a $30 or $40 billion company if they hit a couple of home runs from that pipeline that they have. Crooks has returned to investors 25% per year, but like I say, this stock's been all over the place over the last decade. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged a return of 43%, but volatile as all get out, up and down. And I'm just saying, when you take the price 5 years ago and where it is today and apply a little bit of compound interest formulas to it, that's what it works out to. In fact, the stock, even though it comes from the wildest sector, this is Mr. Toad's wild ride, biotechs without any earnings, and small cap biotechs, which this is now a mid cap biotech, the company gets a performance grade of A+. This is one of the top performing stocks in the market. Now, it wouldn't be so if they didn't have a lot of potential. And if they didn't have a lot of potential drug candidates in their pipeline that could end up being huge drugs. You just never know. You know, on Monday, come to work, Bluebird Biotechnology has a drug that's showing very promising results for people with chronic anemia and sickle cell anemia. And the stock's up 101% since I bought it 5-6 weeks ago. And in fact, when I came to work on Monday, Bluebird, BLUE, was the number one ranked stock in my app, my Best Stocks Now app. And that day, the news was reported. So how do I explain that? Well, you know what? There was unusual activity that the app picked up, and the stock was performing well prior to the big announcement, which tells me that institutions, somebody was buying that stock before the big announcement, and the app detected it. Now, Isis is currently the number two ranked stock in my database. It's also one of the most high-risk stocks that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. I have about a 4% overall position. Maybe it's up to 5 now with this big increase over the last month or so. And it's in my aggressive growth accounts. Doesn't pay a dividend. It's not for retirees, but it's one of the positions that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. Not a recommendation, but an example of what my app is telling me is a best stock now. In fact, number two, Isis, I-S-I-S. We'll be right back.
There are
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
said the right thing, but her mother used the wrong line.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, talk a little bit about the dark side of the moon here. The dark side, as Pink Floyd would say, the dark side of cheap oil is obviously the biggest casualties, or the biggest victims, are the countries that depend highly upon oil for their economy. Now, luckily, in the United States of America, it's become a bigger part of our economy, but it's not like 70 or 80% of our economy like it is in Russia or Saudi Arabia, where it is their economy, right? Now, these are the economies and the countries that are having the worst of it. They're on the short end of the stick on this one, on oil prices. And, of course, we have states here in America that are also getting hit. I've seen some downgrades of real estate investment trusts that are heavily weighted in Houston. I saw Cousins Properties downgraded because of their exposure to Houston. So far, I haven't heard of any fallout in those states, but I gotta believe that there's going to be some fallout. I think there's probably, more than likely, a lot of oil companies that are out on a limb as it relates to borrowing money to drill, and their models were forecasting $85, $90, maybe even $100 oil. Now at $60 per barrel, will they drill? I don't know. A lot of drilling projects being put on hold. So there is a dark side to all of this. And, of course, the sunny side of the street is where I want to be invested. And as you know, I own a lot of consumer stocks right now. My pizza, Papa John's, is doing quite well right now. Domino's has been doing quite well right now. DPZ and other places where people might be spending that extra money. The co-developer of the app, he owns a Cracker Barrel. He's done really well with his Cracker Barrel stock. You figure they're all along the highways or close to those gas stations where those people are saving money. They're saying, hey, let's go to Cracker Barrel and get a piece of hot apple pie a la mode or whatever. So there's a dark side to all of this, and there's a sunny side. We want to be invested on the sunny side of the street, right? How can you not continue to like the airlines here? I don't think this low oil price is going to turn around anytime soon. I don't think oil's going to make a V recovery right back up to where it was, $110 per barrel. It would seem to me that low oil is going to be with us for a while. And I don't think that's even starting to show up yet in the earnings forecast of many of the airline stocks. Just as it's difficult right now to do an earnings forecast for an oil and exploration company, because what are you going to plug in as the price of oil next year? You going to plug in $80 a barrel? You going to plug in $60 a barrel? You going to plug in $50 a barrel? That has a major impact on the bottom line. That's the dark side of the equation. But the sunny side of the street, we don't quite yet even know how much money these airlines are going to make next year. The one thing I do know, I don't think you're going to see lower airline prices, tickets. You know, all things being equal, shouldn't airline tickets be going down? Eventually, it may lead to a price war amongst the airlines, but for now, they've got their lips zipped shut, and they're not saying anything about, hey, we should pass the savings in oil along to the consumers. I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing any low airfares of being advertised or bantied about. Instead, I'm seeing record profits at many of the airlines. So I thought I would feature one today. I already own three airline stocks, and I may end up owning a couple more before the year is over. You know, back from the dead, a lot of these airline stocks, and you know, the reason I chose this one is because it's headquartered in Texas, all right? While certain Texas companies are suffering mightily right now, I would say that the oil and gas equipment stocks, the oil and gas, the drillers and whatnot. That's the bad side of the street. That's the dark side of the moon. The sunny side, American Airlines, headquartered in Dallas, Texas. Double AL, which is back from the dead. This was a $1 stock as recently as 2013. You heard me right. It was a $1 stock. And now it's a $50 stock. And from what I can tell, the earnings estimates right now for next year are $8 per share. I think that's understated myself. I don't think that's factored in these low oil prices yet. I think it could go a lot higher. But even at $8 a share, the stock is cheap. American Airlines is now a $36 billion company again. It was less than $1 billion as recently as 2013. Okay, whatever management has done, who's ever at the helm, who's ever the pilot of American Airlines these days, my hat is off. My captain's hat is off. Taking it from a $1 stock back up to a $50 stock since 2013. There's got to be a lot of happy pilots, I would think. I don't know. Do they get stock options? American Airlines, over the last 3 years, well, let's take 5 years. This Dallas company, over the last 5 years, AAL, has delivered to the investors who took a big risk 62% per year. That's what it works out to. Just take the price of AAL 5 years ago, where it is today, averages 62% per year. We broadcast in Dallas, so I hope you Dallas folks know what a great company you have once again right there in your hometown. The other side of the oil equation, isn't it? Over the last 3 years, take where American was 3 years ago, and take where it is today, it's averaged 106% per year. That's tripling three times, or doubling three times. Double your money, double it again. And yes, investors took a lot of risk. This is a company that was bankrupt, right? Back in 2007, 2008, needed bailout money, if I'm not mistaken. Over the last 12 months, the stock has doubled again. You say, well, Gunderson, why would you like this stock now, today? Well, it seems like American Airlines all of a sudden has the wind at its back, doesn't it? While the exploration and production companies have the wind in their face right now with $60 per barrel oil that was once $107 per barrel, that translates into lower jet fuel. And American Airlines has the wind at its back. No longer is it flying into a headwind, it's got a tailwind. American Airlines is currently trading at just 6x forward earnings. And I believe that those earnings estimates should be a lot higher than $8 per share. I believe they should be up around $9 to $11 per share for next year. And I think eventually that's where you'll see them. When the analysts start penciling in and building into their models cheap oil, cheaper gas. I used to write up research reports on companies, and I did follow a couple of oil stocks. I followed Benton Oil up in Carpinteria, California, and I used to travel up there. He was a real character. He was a Russian, Benton. I can't remember his first name. And, you know, the big question that we had to put into the equations to come up with the models to predict earnings in the future was, what kind of oil price should we plug in here? And it was always the biggest what if that we had to take into account. Well, the same with the airlines. I didn't ever cover any airline stocks, although I used to know Mesa Air pretty well. I don't know what became of Mesa Air, and I think they were bought out at some point. I used to like Reno Air too. That was a good little airline, profitable airline. But American, you say, well, what are we going to plug in as the expenses here for jet fuel? And I think they're still too low on their consensus estimates here, and I think the stock still has a lot of upside potential. In fact, with the stock currently trading at $50 per share and using the model that I've got plugged in right now, I come up with a $90 potential target price 3 to 5 years from now, and the stock's currently trading at $50 per share. So when we take this phenomenal performance that this stock has made, the stock is flourishing. Nobody can question that. Look at the numbers. On a relative basis, it's an A+. And from a valuation point of view, I think it's still pretty good. Comes in at number 55 out of 3,928, and it is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I think you can tell what we do here is a little bit different. I hope you can tell that the radio show is a little bit different. Gosh, I was listening to a stock market show the other day. They talked about football for the entire hour. I never got anything, any kind of insight into the market whatsoever. I didn't learn anything. Now, I like sports talk as much as the next guy. But we've got sports talks shows here in San Diego that I listen to for that. I figure if I'm going to be on a financial station and have a stock market show, I want to give people as much that they can sink their teeth into as possible to learn some of the things that are going on in the market so they're more aware, because I think investors are misled all the time. And here's one of the most dangerous things that I see over time. Look, there's a lot of possible scenarios to how 2015 will play out. Who knows? We may have a big battle between the Congress and the President. We may have We'll have huge geopolitical concerns that come out of nowhere on the horizon. All of a sudden, someone's at war with someone else. We could have terrorist attacks. We could have almost, you could probably lay out 1,000 different scenarios as to how 2015 will go down. And as you look back at the beginning of this year, 2014, and you look at the things that have hit us from the left and from the right and from below and from above, there were a lot of unexpected things. But yet in the end, the bull market stayed intact. The bull market took a few shots, took a few arrows, but it continued to charge forward. It was a very difficult year, 2014, because there was a lot of volatility, and the broader market really did not participate. And if you go outside of the United States, it was a miserable year for anything almost outside of the U.S. other than India. And that's about it. Europe had a horrible year. South America had a horrible year. Asia had a horrible year. So the scenario that you saw last year probably didn't pan out in 2014. It was all kinds of things that hit that were unexpected. And I found over the years that you can really make yourself sick. You can worry yourself sick about all the possible scenarios that could befall the market in 2015. Because you hear all kinds of predictions, don't you? There's bears, there's bulls, there's people that are selling you products, so they have a vested interest in the opinion that they're giving. There's people that are doomsday prophets. There's people that are always bullish, always. Always bullish, no matter what the circumstances are. So in your mind, you go through all of these possible scenarios. And what I found that it's very not a good thing at all to invest in a scenario that you think is going to befall the markets in 2015. You know, one of the most popular scenarios that folks have invested in over the last several years has been this printing of money leading to the destruction of the U.S. dollar and gold prices soaring. And what's happened? That scenario didn't play out at all. I'm not saying it's not going to play out on the stage of Wall Street at some point in time, but it hasn't played out over the last 5 years when there's many people who have stood by their guns saying that's the scenario you should invest in. Okay, you should have shorted the dollar. You got clobbered there because the dollar is hitting 5-year highs. You should have loaded up on gold because the destruction of the dollar is going to lead to the huge appreciation of hard assets. And I'm not saying that's not going to happen at some point in time. It is one of the possible scenarios. But investing in a scenario that you've got in your mind is not a profitable way to invest in the market. Now, having said that, from time to time, someone will invest in a scenario and it will work out. There's this big hedge fund manager, Paulson, back in New York, that saw the collapse of the housing market, saw the collapse of the financials, saw the collapse of the mortgage bonds and the collapse and the lenders and all of the defaults and whatnot during the 2007-2008 financial crisis, and he made $1 billion by shorting and going betting on his investing in his scenario. Do you know that since that time he got it right and made a name for himself, he's been wrong for the last 5 years? He's probably given back most of the money he made by being right that one time. So trying to think of a scenario and positioning yourself way in advance of that scenario, hoping that it comes along, heck, you could say the scenario for 2015, gold is going to soar. You can make all the predictions you want. Russia's going to come roaring back. Invest in the most out-of-favor assets, which would be Russia right now, and which would be oil, and which would be gold. Okay, that's the contrarian play. But the problem is you could have made that same argument 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, 12 months ago. That's why I do things differently. Everybody's different. And my app is very sensitive to movement of stocks, of sectors, of indexes, of markets around the world, of asset classes. And I invest in those that are beginning to flourish. And as long as they're flourishing, I'm in them. I make no claims or no promises, but that's the way I invest. I don't make bold predictions, position my clients, and hope that those predictions that I'm right. Well, that's taking a big risk, you know. Instead, look at a track record. Look at valuation. Look at things that are tangible. Predictions are intangible. Scenarios are intangible. Yeah, you may get lucky. You may get it right. You may buy right at the bottom one time in your life and sell right at the top once in your life. But for the most part, don't worry about missing that first 20 or 30% in oil, or the oil stocks, or in gold. Instead, take a look at the world as it is today and invest accordingly. Anyways, that's my 2 cents, and it's worth every bit of it. I show you what's working in the market every week, and take that into account too, would you? PWStreet.com is where you get the newsletter, and we manage money. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.